You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 121. It is September 2nd. Almost forgot what day it was. 2015. It's a Wednesday. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizzas. Time for some reviewed. You watch any movies this week, Mike?
I saw Terminator Genesis.
That's crazy. You're along with those Chinese people.
I like the Chinese, theater. Man. They know
you're
what's up.
You're in a
up.
Theater full of Chinese people.
They
you're
know like, what's up, man.
Really hard to find a theater still playing this movie.
Yes. Very, very. I like this movie a lot. Very, very happy with this movie. I don't like that people don't like it.
Really?
In America. Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was good. I don't like that they don't like it. I'm happy that China likes it, so the sequels may happen.
Would you ever consider being an expat moving to like Hong Kong or wherever all those people? Where like it's like not China really? Like Taiwan?
No.
I think it's Hong Kong a lot of
not
people.
Not just for this reason. For other reasons, but no.
What other reasons do you
I don't
have?
Know.
Have you considered this?
No, but like Hong Kong seems like a cool place.
Yeah.
So.
Would you be fair or scared of like the eating situation?
No. I'll figure it out. Just find
it's
the
really
right
optimistic.
Places. I mean, like, they got stuff there.
Yeah.
I can find stuff.
You always see
there's
all that cool.
There's white people there.
Yeah. And you always see, like, the cool stuff that they get that we don't get. Like, it's like their KFCs in China have, like, spaghetti on the menu.
Like,
I want to try some, like,
strange stuff.
KFC spaghetti.
Yeah. So.
I think it's actually Japan something. That mainly has all that cool stuff. But.
Maybe, yeah. Probably. But, yeah. I like this movie a lot. I get why China likes it because, the plot's not overly complicated. There's a lot of action. They like action over there.
So. A lot of special effects.
I just think people in America are like tired of Terminator. But I'm still...
Do you think it's gotten too real for us, maybe? It's like this is possible.
They did do a tie-in. Like, that's why I liked that, where it was like tied into what we do now. Like,
oh, God. Like, autonomous cars.
Well, they're just saying, like,
Skynet.
Oh, you're syncing all your devices and everything. Yeah. That was like a thing they put in the movie. That's like, they always update it for what's going on now.
Like, compared to China's technology, it's not that. They're like, wow, this is so distant future. And then here it's like, this is a reality.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, here
like,
it's
this
a
is
horror.
Happening. Like,
over
this
here
is
it's
us.
Like a
us
modern
like,
horror
that
movie.
That's not real.
Over there it's like a sci-fi movie still.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it's really fun. I thought Emilia Clarke did pretty good as Sarah Connor. Jay Courtney's. I mean, I don't really like him in many things anyway, but I never really liked Kyle Reese in the first Terminator anyway. But yeah, I liked the movie. It was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was. I didn't know what it was like. They still like some of the stuff in the trailer gave away some things. Yet I still didn't. It still didn't know what was going to happen in some parts. But
I think that's the worst thing now is you see like. The trailer, you're like, okay, there's not too many spoilers. I assume all this
yeah,
is in the first 5 minutes.
There's a big spoiler in the trailer.
And then it's like, you see the movie and say it's like 2 hours long. You're an hour and a half into it and you're like, okay, well, this one scene from the trailer hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, that's the whole plot twist is like,
yeah,
it's not really him. It's a robot. Let's
exactly.
kill him.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's a spoiler.
Okay. The one that's it's like, we did not need that in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because the first trailer I saw was cool. I was like, oh, it's the Chinese dude. That's the main enemy. I'm fine with that.
Be like, it makes sense. And Yellow then, scare.
But then, no, he was... Like, that's why he didn't get much billing. He was really not a big part of the movie.
Oh, it's horrible.
So that's really what it was. But,
So it wasn't racist at all?
No,
because
no,
that's what people
were
really
claiming, like,
that it was racist, that he wasn't, like,
he
promoted
was,
in the movie.
I would say...
Bigger role
the,
than
the
Iron
sixth,
Man 3.
Sixth most important character?
Okay.
Seventh, maybe? Like, in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was really kind of, like, he didn't have a huge role. So that, but that was, like, the whole tease of the first trailer. And then they completely abandoned it, probably because they ended up not making money in America. So, they're like, oh, we have to put this out there because it may get more people to go. So, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell if that did or didn't, but maybe they would have made less money if they didn't. Show that in the trailer. All the marketing people are on this, so I'm assuming test audiences didn't, like, I don't know how they do all that research, but I'm sure that was the reasoning into it. But, yeah, I like this Terminator movie.
Nice.
So,
out of 8 slices of
like
pizza.
6.5.
That's like almost a full pizza.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, I think you have to like the Terminator franchise, which I think people are just over it because after T2,
Salvation.
They have it after Salvation, after Rise of the Machines. I like seeing Arnold back too. I like his movies
in like a real role in like Salvation, where he had like it was like a cameo.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, it wasn't. He wasn't even him because
yeah,
he was governor
was a robot,
at the time.
Right?
Yeah,
or it was animated. I mean,
he was governor at the time, so he didn't even like. I don't even think he could sign off the rights or any of that.
No, I think he did some. Motion capture, like they
did
not
he?
Motion capture, but I think they like scanned
his
him or something.
Maybe. Yeah,
because I remember it was like I remember him doing it while he was in office.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was like he was full in the role again. So mm-hmm. I thought that was cool to see. I liked the idea that they made him old and stuff. The reasoning.
Have you seen
Expendables? The logic makes sense. No.
Any of them?
No.
Okay.
Oh wait, I think we watched either the first one or the second one here one time. I don't really remember much about it, but
I think you got Entourage Syndrome.
I think so.
Which I'm going to explain soon.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's a good film, but yeah. I like the Terminator. Like even the show I watched, which was on Fox, I think, which was kind of weird. But
oh, the Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Yeah, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I thought that was on NBC.
Lena Headey as Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Summer Glau
yeah.
as the Terminator, and then John Connor as some kid or something. And they showed me time travel, which is what I wanted.
That's all you want.
What's it in the trailer anyway? But I was like, show me how they do the time travel, because you got 4 movies. You're not showing me any time travel. You're just showing me the end of the time travel.
Yeah.
I want to see the beginning of the time travel.
So you got to see that?
Yeah. So I was like, that's what I wanted.
How much of the 6.5 was worth that? It was because of that one scene.
But part of it.
Probably like 5.
Well, it's callbacks to T2, which is uh-huh. cool. So, like, because I kind of thought it was going to be a whole, like, T2 copy, which mm-hmm. is what the first trailer made me think, but then it really wasn't. But, that's fine. That's
nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Next up, we saw Entourage.
Yes.
We saw it, like, a few days ago, and mm-hmm. I think. Personally, I don't remember a lot of this movie because I think my brain was just so... It's like when you hear about like horrific events happening to people and they just don't remember it because their
yeah.
mind just shuts it out. A lot of it is like that.
Like it was really like so many plot lines, storylines going on. And then I was like, it's like they thought that I just finished watching Entourage and I went right into this movie.
Yeah,
and like,
because also the movie takes place, starts off right after Entourage ended.
It's literally... If you
it's
go
like
to this movie cold, you're like, I do not know the story behind what happened, what's going
yeah.
on. You literally don't know any of the references to what they're talking about. You don't
yeah.
know, like, what's going on. Like, you really just don't know what's going on.
Also, this movie was, if you thought Entourage was very predictable, this movie is at least, like, 10 times predictable.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, dialogue. Like, even dialogue I found very predictable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
It was, like, a cameo a second.
Yeah.
They had to. It seemed like they jam pack one season into one movie. They're like, let's get all the cameos.
It seems
we
like
can.
They got more cameos.
Let's get all the
one,
plot lines
like
we can.
In this 1.5 hours than they got in a whole season.
Yeah,
there were a lot of cameos.
Yes, yes.
And let's see. I don't know. It was just like not that good in my opinion. For how much of a fan of Entourage I was.
I mean, it's just...
I don't know if I grew up since then. Granted, I did grow up a
yeah.
lot since Entourage.
I think,
since 2011.
Yeah, I really think it's aged out, the whole... But maybe that's just because we're older.
Yeah.
Like, maybe high school, this is still cool. I don't know.
I fear.
I fear that that's true. But, from what I remember, like, I haven't seen the show in a long time.
Since it ended, I assume.
I think... The movie was better than the last season
okay,
of Entourage.
That's very fair. Obvious. Yeah.
But
last
I definitely
season,
put it towards
so
the tail end, maybe like 6, like
yeah.
on the level of season 6, which I don't think was...
Was season 6
was
pre-coke
I think that
addiction?
Was the I think that was the coke addiction season.
I think...
And I think the last one was the rehab.
Yeah.
Or not the rehab, but he got out of rehab.
Yeah, and everything was going
great.
But I think
like the one with Eminem... Well, I like the ending of that, the one where Eminem punches him in the face.
That was good.
But yeah, I put it on like that level where... It's not at the height of the show,
mm-hmm.
but it's like
it's not like at the, it's if not you the had worst a, if, of the it's not like the worst thing about Entourage was a racehorse, the
show. Yeah,
it's definitely going to the glue factory soon.
Yeah,
like that season.
Yeah,
you're like I'm like just
you're like
shoot
this show
it.
Is over, but I'm gonna watch it because there's only one more season.
Yeah,
left. It's like what Weeds did. I was like, this show's over, but I'm gonna watch it because there's only one season left.
Okay, let's rewind to like 2013.
Uh-huh.
You find out that Weeds the movie is coming opening up the same weekend as Entourage the movie. Which one would you buy a ticket for?
I have to buy a ticket?
Yeah. This is 2013, so I assume you're like still a little excited about either of those shows.
I gotta go Entourage.
Yeah.
I have to go Entourage because Weeds went off the rails. Like
really bad.
Off the
really
rails.
Bad.
Like I hate that kid so much. It makes me mad.
Silas?
Yes. No.
The younger one.
His character was so good. He was just some tormented kid.
It started out so good.
And then, okay. I don't even talk about Weeds.
Yeah.
It's really getting me depressed.
Was Entourage the movie better or worse than you expected it to be? Did you go in with any expectations?
I thought it'd be a little better. A little. But I didn't think it would be great or anything. I thought it would be a little better.
I found this movie to be full of cliches of like every character had like a plot point. Like a plot line.
Mm-hmm.
And those plot lines I thought were like full of cliches of like other movies and tropes.
Yeah. Definitely. So and it was like, yeah, it was literally like a TV movie for Entourage, I thought too.
Yeah, I think that's what once going this for, goes on HBO,
yeah.
It'll do great.
Yeah. Because it's like it's exactly an episode. It's like you make a TV, it's an HBO movie for Entourage. Like it should not be in theaters. It's just really it's an HBO movie of Entourage.
And I think you could tell how long it took them to make the movie based on how many people they got back for the movie, like major characters.
Yeah.
But you don't see Alice Eve. Mm-hmm. You don't see... That's actually the only character you don't see.
That's really the only
one. I wonder what made her say no. Or if they even offered her. Like
they might have been like, oh, this is the idea anyway. We don't want her. Because they didn't want to have him married or whatever.
Oh, clearly. Because, spoiler alert, in the last, like, the post-credit scene, he's not even with Emily Ratajkowski anymore. She's with Alyssa Miller.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Just moves on from chick to chick.
Yeah.
I think it's also, because you said he's like 39 in real life.
Yeah.
So if I'm assuming his character's 39, it just gets weird.
Like, now
weirder.
It's just sad.
Now it just gets sadder and sadder because I'm like, dude, these guys are old and like, it was cool when they were young, but now...
Younger.
They were never really young to start with, but it's like, now it's just getting creepy. It's just getting weird and creepy.
Like, drama. Really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, no. Just stop.
Yeah.
It's like, I do not want to see Entourage guys grow up. Like, it doesn't turn out well.
And then it was full of, like, all those stupid jokes where I was like, hey, I'm thinking we should make this into a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe a TV series. And I'm like, God damn, so dumb.
And I don't think anyone would give... I thought on the whole thing, like, him getting a movie. That's in the trailer.
Yeah, like...
Him getting
his
a movie.
Whole...
He has always seemed like the dumbest
person
ever. He's
like a one-hit wonder.
Ever.
Like, Ethan Hawke had a more successful career than Vinny Chase.
He always had shitty movies. And then, like...
Except for Aquaman.
Yeah, except for Aquaman, which got him all that money, which is why he was able to do everything he was able to do. But I always thought he was, like, not very smart. He didn't read scripts. He didn't... like, know what the heck he was talking about.
Yeah, he did a lot of blow.
Yeah, so I always thought it was odd. Like, you're going to hand that much money to a guy like this?
Yeah.
I know, like, Ari did all the work for it, but, jeez. I'm thinking too deep into Entourage, which is just
that's
like,
what I
supposed
see,
to be frivolous.
I wanted to see Vince's house, because I don't think we ever got to see Vince's house. We were only at Turtle's house, which everyone assumed was Vince's house.
Yeah.
Because
that was the whole thing. He was so rich. Yeah.
Turtle, like, we found out how much money Turtle made.
I thought we did too.
Because I thought he made like $100 million or something.
I thought we did too.
But then, like,
but now they're saying we don't even know how much he has.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I'll drop $10 million and support your movie.
And then he's like, no.
Yeah, it's like, what?
He's like, I'll put all the money into it. Because then Vinny Chase also made a lot of money off that tequila deal.
Yeah.
But I assume Vinny Chase is used to spending a lot of money, where Turtle probably like doesn't need to spend that much money.
Yeah, exactly. He can live off not as extravagant, yeah. Even though his house was giant.
And it's like on beachfront and everything.
Yeah.
So what would you rate this movie?
I'm probably like a 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like
that. I'll say there. 3.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey is responsible for all 3 of those points. I liked every scene that she was in.
Yeah.
Except for that one scene where he's like, why are you talking so much business? And I was like, I thought this was a date. Oh, you thought that? I was like, that's so dumb. Like,
yeah.
If I don't even think that's on her, I think it's made the script.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was worth it for the fight, that one fight scene alone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty worth it.
But that's like exactly what we saw in the trailer.
Yeah.
That was the problem with me. It was like literally what we saw. I thought there'd be like a second or two longer. It's not really. No. Like, I guess we see him getting punched in the face. I don't think you actually see him get punched in the face.
No,
in the trailer,
I don't think so.
Or like,
whatever. You see the armbar?
Yeah. Anyways,
let's talk about another show that's really dumb. Ballers.
Ballers?
The season finale. Might be the series finale. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot what happened. My mind blanked.
He's constantly still popping pills. No
repercussions.
No issue to popping pills.
Oh, yeah. Do you think
this is a long storyline they're running through?
That's who it was.
100, episode 100 pill problem? Or is it like...
The casting
director...
We're
never going to bring it up.
Was the head of the finance group in Entourage, the casting director that Johnny Drama goes into the audition. I was like, where did I see this guy recently? He was
on the West Wing, which he was playing himself in Entourage, because he's like, I was in the pilot of West Wing.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if those people were playing themselves.
That's another problem with Entourage.
Yeah, I hate that.
Half the time you don't even know.
I know he's not playing himself.
No. Haley Joel Osment, definitely not playing himself.
Yeah.
Because he's super rich.
But everyone else was pretty much playing themselves, except the people in the show previously.
Or their characters themselves. Because, like, Jessica Alba, I doubt it is.
They're all characters of themselves.
Yeah.
They're obviously not all playing themselves, like, oh, this is how I am. Just be yourself. I guess some people were.
But. Mark Cuban might have been playing himself. Because he was talking to that one dude. He's like, hey, you think about playing basketball? And the dude from the Seahawks.
Yeah, true.
And he's like, you think about signing me?
Yeah.
That's as far as the conversation went.
I think so.
Andrew Dice Clay seemed like he was playing himself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gary Busey. Apparently, in an interview, he didn't remember that he was in Entourage, the TV show.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. That's crazy. I wonder what happened. He was in a car accident or something, right?
Was he?
What screwed him up?
Oh, I don't know. I think he just got crazy.
I think he did a lot of drugs.
He was on, like, some reality show.
Oh, he was on, Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
He was convinced that he didn't have any problems, that he was there to help other people.
Wow.
Or was that Dennis Rodman, too, I think?
Probably both of them.
Yeah.
Probably like everyone on that show. They're like, okay, it's not real. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Celebrity rehab for these other people.
You're helping celebrities helping people through their rehab.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ballers, yeah. And then Joe, is that his name?
Yeah.
Gets fired.
Yeah,
and I found out that he's the guy, real guy with that name that's executive producer of the show.
Oh, that's where the character name comes from.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sounds interesting. Yes, and then The Rock, we see his ass in the episode. And I was like, that's strange.
Yeah. Look, it's HBO.
Yeah. Then, like, Joe's like, I'm starting my own firm. And The Rock is like, hey, we're a package deal. And I was like, so sure he was going to get fired for saying that. And I was like, you're expendable.
Yeah.
So, but no.
Because they got to be ballers, man. They got to stay at the high life where you're like, it's not going to be a fun show.
And then I thought the ending was really dumb because, like, all the conflict with Reggie was magically resolved.
Yeah, that was weird.
All the conflict, like...
They're like, ah, you're right, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it was whole tense all the whole time, and then all of a sudden he's like, you're right.
Yeah, it was weird.
And they got the contract.
And he's like, can I get a real steak? I'm hungry. This check isn't worth it. And he's like, $30 million? That's nothing.
Yeah. It's like, that's why I don't think this stuff plays nowadays. Like, it's the Entourage effect. It's like, people are tired of this, like.
Yeah. That was the same thing in Entourage, when I saw all those rich people, like, celebrities driving, like, fancy cars. I was like, I don't think they drive these kind of cars in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Emily Ratajkowski has an Aston Martin.
No, I don't think Ronda Rousey's driving around LA.
A Corvette.
Yeah. I mean, they may have the cars, but I don't think they're driving around.
No, they're from my experience, a lot of celebrities ride in big black SUVs.
Exactly. Like, yeah. They got drivers.
Yeah. I don't know.
Any other storylines? Ballers?
Oh, that dude saw his dad. Denzel Washington's kid saw his dad.
Yeah. Not Denzel.
Not Denzel Washington, but...
Yeah. And yeah, he was like, I'm the reason you're this good.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're not. You're an asshole. And then he gave back the number. He's like, I'm not doing that. I don't care about my dad. I'm not going to show him I'm thinking about him.
Yeah. That conflict gone.
Yeah. And then the other dude made the dolphins, the big fat dude.
Yeah. Conflict with his wife gone.
Yeah. Everything resolved itself for no reason.
Really. The conflict with the assistant coach or whatever gone.
Yeah. No real. Yeah. Everything resolved for no real reason.
I think
that's all the storyline. It's just like wrapped up. It's like, oh, we just need to end the season. So everything resolves itself for no reason. They got a boat. They got a tiny little boat. I don't know.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, how much money can Anderson Financial be making? Where like he can just be like, let's give The Rock the boat.
Yeah. Apparently a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's that sports division is really tiny. I don't know what else they do.
But yeah.
That sports division was really new for them.
That's true. Yeah. Anyways, is that The Brink? Brink is my heart on
Brink
HBO.
Brink is great. Brink is great. I feel like it's not getting enough love, but I just don't know anybody else who watches it.
I know one person who watches it at work.
Yeah. I think more people need to watch it. I hope this show like ages where people start to discover it.
Yeah.
Because it's really fun.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing. I was watching HBO today, just flicking through channels. Mm-hmm. Ballers Marathon.
Yeah.
All
that's
13
why
episodes.
I feel like Ballers is more... Like, I don't even know where I get these feelings from because I'm not looking at numbers.
I think they overpaid The Rock. They must have overpaid The Rock.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure The Rock's getting paid more than Jack Black, for sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, The Brink, what happens?
The pilots have to go. They have to
intercept.
Oh,
that was awesome.
That was so cool.
I like that whole scene.
Me
like,
too.
I was like, are they going to kill themselves? And then I was like, oh, wait, these jets have like ejector seats.
Exactly. I didn't even think about that until they ejected. I was like, oh.
And then I liked episode ended because it really showed where the next season's going.
Yes.
Because that's one problem where like, how can they possibly extend
this? Exactly. But no, they're telling us.
But yeah. So if you haven't seen The Brink, watch it.
Yeah. Good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Rick and Morty.
Get Schwifty.
Yeah, get Schwifty. Hey, gotta get Schwifty in here.
What is
Take
this?
Off the pants. Shit on the floor. Get Schwifty. I love this show so much.
So good. Like, it's always so unpredictable where they're gonna go.
Iced tea, I thought was amazing.
Yes, the whole iced tea thing. I was like, why do they throw this in here? And then you're like, whoa, that caught me off guard.
And then the after credit sequence is great.
With all the letters and number, fighting the numbers. And then the bird person came back. And they did that whole Tammy thing. They connected that because he had the party, bird person. And then Tammy went with him wherever. Yeah. And then they she was still there and stuff.
So that was awesome.
I like the connectivity.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, they have their own little universe going on.
Yeah.
That's something I realized when I went back and started watching it from episode one again. And you're like, oh, I forgot, the Plutonians are there.
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing. Because later on, you see Plutonians.
Mm-hmm. So, they, really thread through a lot where you're like, these shows, most of the time, that you think of them as throwaway. Oh, that they just had the idea for that episode, but they, string things throughout.
I mean, to me, it's very much like an adult Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls does the same thing where they string a lot of it through.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's solid, animated making because it's just the little things. Where it's not, you're just not throwing away ideas. You're keeping ideas, holding them off, putting them later, callbacks and all that.
Also, it's I forgot to write this down. We saw OG Sherlock Kush episode one.
Yes.
Which was a Lucas Brothers special.
So good.
I loved it. I thought it was so much better than I remember it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Lucas Brothers, that's another Destiny Pizza's recommended show.
Yes. Very entertaining.
Oh,
and
no.
Very short, too. They're 11-minute episodes or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they're I think 12 minutes because it's supposed to be 15-minute episodes.
I saw Fear the Walking Dead, which is the spinoff of Walking Dead, which is set right at the beginning of the zombie crisis before the Walking Dead happens.
So this is presumably when what's-his-name's in a coma or whatever?
Yes, and it's in Los Angeles. People are just what's going on? A bunch of people are sick. Oh, some video comes out. They're like, that's not real. So, like, this whole episode was kind of slow to, like, they show you a little bit of, like, zombies, but not much. It's a lot of character development. Mm-hmm. Then by the end, like, there's a little bit going on, but I think this was mainly just to set up the characters in the next episode. They'll start getting, because I think it's a 6-episode season. So I think they'll really start getting into it the second. I just think they want you to learn about the characters before we just jump in.
Yeah.
They have the edge of doing it, because other shows you have to be like, oh, we need a pilot, so we got to stuff everything in here so you know what the
show
is.
We have to know, like, the general gist. They don't have to
know.
This
is just like
show.
Everyone knows, and that's the fun, is that we know everything. They don't know anything. So that's the fun of the show.
How do you think the show's going to do after The Walking Dead starts up?
It's only 6. It leads right into The Walking Dead. So they're not going to compete.
There's no overlap?
No. So it's only 6 episodes. So I assume that's how they'll always do it. They'll start
kind of like
the
Agent Carter
summer. Yeah. There'll be lead-ins and all that. And I think they're going to... So next season, they're going to do a... Because Walking Dead does a break.
Mm-hmm. They're going to do it during that break? Or...
I think they're actually going to do... I don't know how they're going to do it, actually. I think they might do it this way. They...
Like
premiere at the same time they did now, like August,
yeah,
September,
and then do like
August,
a second 6 episodes, or something.
And then do a second 6 episodes before the second set of Walking Dead episodes.
Oh,
so
cool.
It'll be like half.
It'll be like A
fear,
B
yeah,
A B,
yeah, A B A B or A A B B. It'll be fear,
oh, yes. Yeah.
Walking, fear, walking.
Yeah, I meant A being fear. And
okay,
then
yeah.
Walking Dead.
I was thinking
B.
A part A. But
yeah, I see what you mean. Interesting.
So yeah, I think it's gonna be a good show. I like it. It's cool to see a different perspective. It's just cool to see different locations. It's just they're smart making this show.
Do they do anything like, oh, I've been there? Oh, I've been, like, that was in Entourage, the movie. It's like, oh, I've been there. Oh, I've been there. Oh, I've been there.
There was no, oh, I've been there.
For Fear of the Walking Dead?
No.
They're like, oh, look, Umami Burger.
No, there was nothing.
Oh, look, an In-N-Out.
I could really recognize as full on L.A. references, like straight up. I'm sure
you don't see any like
the locations,
zombies at the fucking Playboy Mansion or anything.
Not yet.
How many zombies are in there
in the first episode? Very little, because one, two, it's 5 or less. I think it's like only like 3 or 4.
Oh wow.
But because it's barely any. You're not even really into it. It's really like a character. And then, like, you see, like, some people die, and they come back. And then they really only have a confrontation. Like, the main characters really only have a confrontation with, like, one of them so far. Or two of them. But, yeah, I think it's going to go crazy real quick, though. Because I assume, like, by the time the season's over, it'll be where The Walking Dead's at. I don't know. Because I think he's only in a coma for like a month or two.
Okay.
So it'll probably be like by next season, it'll be just like The Walking Dead, but in LA, I would guess. But it was right now, it's really different because it could almost be not even The Walking Dead right now. It's just a different show about this family.
Yeah.
Because that's all the first episode was. It's the show about
this
family.
That's what a lot
family.
Of people I read didn't like that.
Yeah.
Is.
I like it because I know where it's going and I know what it'll turn into. So I'm not, it's not like that's the show. That's just what the show is now. So it's fine with me. If you don't get that, then it's like, okay, maybe you don't like that episode, but I know what it'll turn into. So it's not, like I'm not a, the characters aren't amazing characters, but I'll watch because it's well made. So. I'm excited to see I like the fresh zombies. They're just barely zombies, so that's cool.
Interesting.
And I saw Vixen.
What's this?
Which is the spinoff of Arrow and Flash.
Oh, okay.
It's on CW Seed.
What's that?
It's like the internet version of CW.
Oh, okay.
So
this
online.
Is the animated thing, right?
The animated thing, yeah. Oh, okay. Where she's like, I think she gets powers of the animals from a necklace or something. But it's really annoying because I think there's 6 episodes. They release one every week. They're 5-minute episodes.
Oh, God.
It's stupid. Like, I got to wait for, like, all... I think I'm going to wait for all of them. I'm not even watch it. But I watched the first one. I forgot it was, like, 5-minute things. So it's really, like, 4 minutes, then all credits. So it's, like... Like, they first she's fighting, she's like fighting the Arrow in the Flash, and then it goes 3 days in the past, and she's just in jail and stuff, and then she's broken out of jail. Somebody tries to steal her necklace or whatever, and then she like fights them or something. But it's like a real quick thing, and I'm like, it's already over. It's like, this is pretty stupid. I think they should have done a full on series. Like, this is just annoying. It's going to be 30 minutes total when it's done. It's like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like this. Like, make a movie or a mini movie or all together. This 5 minute thing, that does not work for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Gravity Falls. Did you see Gravity Falls?
I did not. Gravity I'm like Fall. Six episodes behind.
Yeah. Let's see what this one was.
I think it was the Stanturian candidate.
So they get this tie that they can control Stan. They're running for mayor. And then like Gideon's on the other, like Gideon, the guy they threw in jail, mm-hmm. is on the other side, and they're just competing. It's okay. They're not doing like a... Ever since the other Stan came back, they're doing a lot of like, oh, he introduces you to something. But it's not like crazy stuff out of the book. I don't know. I don't think it's as great. This episode wasn't as great. It was just okay. But I'm hoping they go back to like... I think they will, but just all the stuff with the dynamic's kind of weird with the other Stan.
Yeah. Is it voiced by the same guy? Like, do they have similar voices, or is it like...
I think it's like J.K. Simmons or something. It's... I want to see who... voiced it, actually. Because I think it may be J.K. Simmons.
That guy's all over the place.
Yeah, he's like everywhere. Let's see. Gravity Falls, J.K. Simmons. Yep, he joined the cast. Yep, it's J.K. Simmons.
Huh. Okay, I watched a show called Narcos. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. There's 10 episodes. I've only seen the first three. It's about Colombian drug trade during like the 70s with the rise of Pablo Escobar, pretty much. And you see the DEA combating it on the other side. Very interesting. But the first two episodes felt very long. It's only 45 minute episodes, which like I was wondering, I think throughout the first and second episode, I was wondering if it was already on TV somewhere else, because there's a lot of Spanish in it, which I like. I dig, because like there's an American dude, there's like two American dudes, and like pretty much everyone else is Colombian. And so there's a lot of subtitles, but then sometimes you hear English, and like I prefer that in things like this, because it's like more real.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Like I can't stand it when they're like go completely.
Yeah.
Like no subtitle-less. It's just like...
I'm like, this is unrealistic.
It can't be every time. They're talking to somebody, they all speak, and they just have an accent or whatever.
Yeah. So then, it's cool because sometimes they'll weave in pictures of, like, actual Pablo Escobar and stuff, like, real pictures.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool. And there's, like, it's all from the perspective of a DEA agent who goes from Miami to Colombia, and then, like, all this crazy stuff starts happening. And I don't know how much of it is real and how much of it is fake. Because they say in the beginning, like, some things were changed and fictionalized. But, yeah.
You don't know, like, the whole story. So. Is it based on something real? Or?
Yeah, it's based on, like, the Medellin cartel, which was, like, Pablo Escobar and all these people. And so I know a lot of that, because that's, like, I find it fascinating. I find Pablo Escobar super fascinating, because it is, like, the story of a guy who was in, like, so ruthless and such a successful drug dealer that he was able to like get the country, like control the country. So I find all that very interesting. Late 70s, I think 78, 79 starts in the 80s. And yeah, it's just really interesting. But now, like after the second episode ended, I think the show started picking up. So now I'm like into it. So the first two episodes I feel like are pretty big chore. And also there was no nudity in the first episode, and I was like, this is weird. I was like, it's a Netflix show, like I expect some nudity. There's like sex scenes and stuff, and then you see like I think you see a boob and a butt in the second episode, and you see all the dude's pubes, so there's something like, for everyone.
Maybe I didn't quite want this.
Yeah, and it's pretty brutal though. There's like a scene where you see like the raping of a woman, and you're like, this is uncomfortable. But it's real life, I guess. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to try to finish watching that eventually.
How many episodes is it?
10.
Okay.
they've been pushing it so heavily on Netflix. Like, as soon as you open up Netflix, you see Narcos everywhere. Yeah. And, like, even before that, they're like, add it to your list. Want to watch a trailer?
Yeah, they're big on pushing their own stuff. They're like, watch it. It's ours.
I'm surprised at how well they cast the dude, though. Mm-hmm. The guy that they cast for Pablo Escobar. Mm-hmm. It's like pretty on hit. Luis Guzman is in this.
Yeah.
But he doesn't talk with his weird accent.
Oh, really?
Like the lisp.
Really?
And I'm like, dude,
he,
if
he can talk with
without a lisp.
I did not
know. I'm like, if he can talk without a lisp, I don't understand why that lisp is always there.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's where he's from. It's very common. So,
but I've always thought that was...
I thought it was like a speech impediment.
Yeah. I thought he had to talk like that.
Now I'm curious to see if anyone else can talk without a lisp.
And why does it... So no one in all... Because I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. In all of his acting roles, they never ask him to not do that. Yeah, except this one.
I don't know. Maybe he hasn't talked that much where I can't notice it. But in my opinion, and I'm reading while he's talking because he's speaking only in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe. Huh. But in my experience, I haven't heard his lisp. Now time for some video games. I finally got to play Final Fantasy VII on my phone.
How's that?
Amazing. I love it so much.
Is it like literally the same game?
Yeah, and you can turn stuff off. You can turn off random battles so you can just like run around until you have to fight people.
Oh, cool.
Because in Final Fantasy VII, there are a lot of random battles. Yeah. And that was very annoying. That, and then... So that's great. I love it. If you ever play Final Fantasy VII...
They're remaking it, right?
Yeah, they're remaking it, but they say it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah, because there's like
PS4.
Apparently a big twist that in that game or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to change that or whatever, but that was like supposed to be one of the biggest twists in
game. Yeah, like some plot elements are supposed to change and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I bought Puzzles and Dragons. I've been really into Puzzles and Dragons on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then I was searching something and I found out Puzzles and Dragons. My coworker told me when I first started playing, like how people were waiting for this Nintendo collab and like Nintendo characters to appear in the game because they released a Nintendo version of the game for the 3DS. And I assumed that game wasn't out yet. And then I found out it was out and you get like a mobile version of the Puzzles and Dragons, like actual game. That's like ZX or something. I don't know what they call it. And then you get like a Nintendo version of it where it's like all the characters, you know, from the Nintendo universe and you're playing like Puzzles and Dragons with those characters. Mm. And it's like 3D animated. And then it's really fun how they did it. So I've been playing that a little bit. I still play my phone version more. But there's like no in-app purchases or DLC for the 3DS version, so I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
Where my phone, it's like, do you want
to... It's like saying it to every 5 seconds.
No, it's not. It's not like that. That's one reason the game on my phone. It's not constantly asking you.
Yeah.
But like...
It's always there, though.
It's always there in the back of my mind. I'm like, I could potentially spend like hundreds of dollars on this game. So yeah, there's that. So... Now, I think that was $30 for both of the games. It's like a combo pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Final Fantasy VII for iOS is $15, which was quite a bit, but I found it was worth it because why not? Now for our discussion, ride or experience at a theme park based on a movie or TV show. Let's go to Twitter. If I can... quickly. Okay. Oh, awesome. Edwin says, I want to see a Mario Kart amusement park ride if only Disney would buy Nintendo America. At Nintendo America. So, unfortunately, I think they made that deal with Universal, so I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
I could see them replacing Autopia with Mario Kart, though. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Mario Kart
ride. And then, like, you go over, like, maybe holograms of those things, and you get...
You get, like something on a console or something. Yeah. You get an item. You, like, hit people, and they, like, something slows down. I don't know how you do it, but that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe you're, like, on, like...
If you're on like, a track or
maybe
something.
Maybe you're on a track, so I get, like, a red shell... And then I can choose the guy in front of me.
And he'll, like, and make then the he'll shake and stop
and
stuff.
He slows down. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not
it's not going to happen. That's why we dream.
Yeah.
We dream.
What about you?
I was thinking, like a Batmobile ride.
Okay.
So you get a Batmobile and then you're like just going through Gotham.
Like kind of like, did you ever go on to the Back to the Future ride on Universal Studios?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like one of those?
That. Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Interesting.
And you're like they have one like that stuff.
For, at Universal Studios, that's Island of Adventure.
Yeah.
It's like the sister park of Universal Studios
uh-huh.
for Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's either Spider-Man or all of Marvel.
Uh-huh.
And you're like on this weird vehicle and like Spider-Man jumps down and stuff.
Yeah. That's
I don't cool. know how that's going to happen. I don't know if they got rid of it because of Marvel everything. But everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I heard at E3 or something, they had like an Oculus Rift wall experience where you go in this cage and it's like an elevator and you're like going up the wall, or maybe you can ride dragons yeah. or something. I think that'd be a lot of there's a lot of stuff in Game of Thrones that definitely. I think would be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
But yeah.
Like some sword fighting and yeah. stuff.
Or like it's just like so insane where you could like go to Braavos.
Just like the visuals of it.
Yeah, the visuals of it, like because it's on such a big scale yeah. that if you were to build that in like the middle of nowhere in Texas, like people would go.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about Game of Thrones, like each place looks so contrasting.
Yeah.
So like Marine looks way different than the Wall or like yeah. Dorne or like anywhere. And like Braavos. It's all mm-hmm. like completely different.
So I think that'd be a lot of fun. Now, next week, the discussion question for this week is, if you could own one prop, not for financial gains, what would it be? So, like, you can't be like, I want to own, I don't know, like, Charlie Chaplin's walking stick or cane, and I'm going to sell it and become, like, rich.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any money on that, but not like that. You it's something it that like, you want for, like, it'd be cool to have.
Have on your wall or something.
Yeah, put in your, like your house.
You can never sell it.
You can't sell
trade
it.
Trade it for anything.
And don't be like, stupid and be like, the house from yeah, blank check.
Yeah, you can't like live in it. Or like...
Unless, I mean, you could live in like, if you want to live in like the meth RV from Breaking Bad,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
you
that's...
You could foreseeably live in that.
Yeah. But like... Yeah, where are we drawing the line? Because like, what if that, oh, I want the Batmobile to drive around or something. Does that count?
You can, yeah, sure.
Okay.
But you have to explain why you want, like what prop it is yeah. and why you want it.
Okay. But not, I can't do like Turtle's house in Entourage.
No, that's not really a prop. I don't, I wouldn't say.
It was a it was used quite a bit in that movie. Yeah. They were in that house a long time.
Yeah.
There weren't many locations they went to, actually.
You want that house in Texas. House? I'd want, that's the house you want. You want that house in
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, you're right.
Billy Bob Thornton's
that's
house.
That's the house I want.
Or the house in Italy. Ari's house. Except it has no internet for some reason.
Yeah.
And that's an easy problem to fix,
back
I think.
In 2011, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on Netflix today.
Nope.
Oh, that's
or
because
there
could
be,
there could be something we don't know. We couldn't find any articles that tell you yeah. what's on Netflix this
Netflix
week.
Netflix is kind of lagging on releasing their stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, come back tomorrow for some This Week in Movies in the Now. And yeah.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.